Okay, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the bonus episode of I'm the Devil.
Did we even say our names last time? I don't think so.
Yes, I think we did.
Okay, I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a
Vanderpump
Rules recap podcast, among other things.
Yeah, we talk about pop culture. We talk about ourselves.
We talk about our special interests.
Yeah, Reddit, namely.
And today, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the lesbian master doc because we have to before the end of the year we have to figure out if Hannah's a lesbian or not.
Dude, and my heart's pounding right now.
It's okay. It's really not that scary. A lot of it is just like, we'll get into it.
Oh, no. To be clear, I'm not scared of the master doc. I'm scared of if I'm a lesbian or not.
No, I know.
Okay.
I just mean that I think a lot of it is kind of like, ultimately it is a choice. Like, if you're sexually attracted to men, you can date them, obviously. You know what I mean?
I know. The question is just, am I sexually attracted to men?
So we're there.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode. We are going to go through each and every single one of the 31 pages line by line.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, we're going to know definitively, am I a lesbian?
Am I a lesbian? And I guess we'll know if I'm a lesbian too.
True, but I feel more confident about you than me.
But who knows? I'm afraid that, I am afraid, actually, that starting T is going to make me horny for boys again. I don't want to be horny for boys again.
Yeah, it could.
Anyway. Okay, so lesbian master doc quick, like, credit. Angeli Luz. Angeli? How do you think that's pronounced?
Angeli, maybe?
Angeli?
I don't know.
Luz wrote the 31-page document when she was a teenager, which is amazing to know. This is made by a teen.
I know.
And there are typos in it. And was questioning her sexuality. She posted the doc called Am I a Lesbian? Anonymously on Tumblr in 2018. It has several sections on topics like what is compulsory heterosexuality and but I like fictional men/male celebrities.
Okay? I'm really excited.
So, I mean, I'm assuming that everyone here knows what the Lesbian Master Doc is. It's that.
Yeah.
It's basically a document that many people have said has helped them figure out that they're a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're going to get into it. Kind of like viral.
It's super viral, I think.
Do you want to talk about the last time you looked at it?
I want to tell you about the last time I looked at
it. Please do.
The last time and first time I actually like fully dove into it because I'm familiar with these topics. You know, I was a philosophy major in college focused primarily on feminist philosophy.
And I think like most queer people just like know what compet is.
And of course.
The only way you learn what compet is if you were a philosophy major in college.
Yeah, it was my thesis. No, it wasn't. But that would have been a great thesis.
You turned the lesbian master doc in as your thesis.
Yeah, and they were like, this is amazing. It's full of typos.
Riddled with typos.
the topics.
Great work, girl.
Okay, so yeah, obviously I've been plagued over the past couple months of like, how lesbian am I? How gay am I? Because
the Kinsey scale.
I've been haunted by the Kinsey scale. Because for my whole life growing up and all through college, I knew I was like bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Okay. I'm going to say something. It's kind of gross.
It's okay. I think we should put this on the Patreon.
I think so too. Okay. So